Good morning to you all. It's so good to see you in the Lord's house today as we celebrate the 65th anniversary of the church today. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to one verse of Scripture in Jeremiah chapter 24 as we continue in our calls to worship relating to serving God and loving God with our whole heart. Listen to verse 7. "And I will give them an heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart." I couldn't help but think in regard to the nation of Israel, what God's going to do in the future. If you look at Jeremiah chapter 36, or actually 32 and 31, you will find there that God records what He will do in the future of giving to the nation of Israel a heart of flesh, and that He was going to take away their heart of stone. And then I felt in this regard here about serving God and loving God with our whole heart that sometimes the problem is we just need a new heart. You know, if you go for a period of time and there's no desire to love God with your whole heart, no desire to serve God, maybe you're like the nation of Israel. Maybe you need a new heart. And that's what he identifies here. He said, the reason the nation has not been able to serve me and love me and return to me with a whole heart is because they've got a heart of stone. And I want to give to them a heart of flesh. I pray this morning that you have a heart of flesh. That is, in this sense, and speaking spiritually here, a heart that loves God and wants to serve Him. And then we ask you, because of what we've emphasized in this series, serve Him with your whole heart. Don't just give Him part of it. Giving all. But if you say, Pastor Brainerd, I just have tried. I just can't do it. Well, maybe you need to ask God for a new heart and take away that old heart of stone. You know, that makes all the difference in the world. When you try to serve God and you don't have a new heart, you're just being hypocritical. You're just going through the motions. But if you're given a brand new heart, as he says here, I will give them an heart to know me. This new heart will want to know me, and this heart will return unto me, and it will be a whole heart to follow after me. What a blessing the Word of God is to encourage us. That maybe our problem is that we've never had a new heart. We've never had a new heart. You know, I've spoken to people. I've done a lot of hospital visitation over the years, and I remember a man that someone had asked me to go and visit him. I didn't know him, but a family had called me from up north and said, there's a friend of ours that's at the hospital. Would you go and visit him? He's got heart trouble. And so I went to visit with him. It was over at Baptist Hospital downtown, and I went in there, and I asked for permission to go in, and he granted it, and I went in to visit. I introduced myself, and I asked him, I said, talking about his spiritual heart. And he said, can I just stop you for just a moment? He said, I don't know why I'm here. And I said, you mean in the hospital? And he said, yeah, I don't know why I'm here. He said, I've always had a good heart. And they've told me that my heart's bad. I don't believe it. And I said, well, maybe you should get a second opinion. But what if the doctor comes back and tells you you've got a problem with your heart? Are you going to believe him then? Or are you just going to live in denial? I said, more than likely, the doctors who have spoken to you have told you that you've got a bad heart. And they've probably given you a list of things. I said, yeah, I need open heart surgery, and I need to have a valve replacement. And he went down all those things. But I just don't believe it. And I couldn't help but think, and the same thing was true of his spiritual, that he didn't want to believe that there was any particular need. And I gave him the gospel, and I prayed with him. But you know, there are a lot of people that sit in churches all across America and maybe even here and say, I don't believe I need a new heart. I don't believe there's anything wrong with my spiritual heart. You're like that man laying in a bed in ICU in denial of the fact of what a doctor has told him, you need a new heart valve. Your heart is in bad condition. And he just says, I don't believe it. If you're in that condition, you're much like Israel. Because Israel believed the same thing. And God says, when I come back, I'm going to give you a new heart. And that heart will want to know me. That heart will follow after me. That heart will serve me, and it will be the whole heart. That's what happens when you receive Christ When you receive the grace of God into your heart and you know Him and you're transformed, He's given you a new heart. And then you can serve Him with your whole heart. I pray that that's your condition today, that if you are a Christian, that you'll want to serve Him with your whole heart. But if not, that you'll come to faith in Jesus Christ and let Him give you. He doesn't want your old dirty heart. He wants to give you a new heart. And I praise God for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.